You know, there was this guy. He said, Chris, do you do a lot of running? I said, no. I do a lot of walking. Wednesday, 21st, 2007. The Big Deal Show, episode 5.
That's 5
in French. Brickin' shits. It's good to be back. How many have we done now?
We've done like 10.
I think this is the 5th one.
This is the 5th episode.
I want to explain to the listeners, I'm still doing the same joke.
I have to say, the reason why you haven't heard anything from us in the last 5 months is
we've been doing a lot of thinking.
A lot of praying.
Studying.
And we also have been trying to raise the money to basically improve the quality of the show. We've been doing a lot of writing, idea chucking.
Haven't been affected by the strike.
No, not us. In fact, we take pride in that, since we're not writers at all. That's what they all say.
Sorry, the mic's...
What you heard now is the sound of our microphone stand being adjusted. It's actually a cup.
That's where the money went.
Two nice cups. So after the show, we're going to fill them with something and drink something. Yes.
But it's a Monday, so we're not going to be drinking.
We're
going to
be
alcohol.
Drinking something non-alcoholic, but it's going to look alcoholic.
Yes. Anyway.
You know, for show.
This is how we're going to do it. Since we had no topics last was it last year? Or?
I think all we did was crappy voice impressions.
Yes. We're probably going to do some of those.
We're gonna bring back some of those.
But anyway, this is what we're gonna do. Sunshine, our producer, he hasn't been doing much for the last 4 or 5 months. Anyway,
it's taking a toll on him. Let's just put it that way. He looks even crappier than he did 5 months ago.
No, I'm not gonna lie. He's been doing a lot of soul searching,
a lot of praying,
a
lot of soul searching.
Anyway, he's gonna give us a topic, and we're basically gonna just.
Riff
begin
it.
With a rant.
Riff it. Lay it on us. Drop it down. Don't stop it now.
Anyway, conspiracy theory of the week. Yeah. Sean, Buzz Aldrin was the brother on crack.
We've already done Apollo 13, we're only doing Apollo 11, moon landing. We know it's fake. We know JF. It's still recording. That's a Mac quality for you. See the producer here. He just dropped the Mac on the floor. He dropped the Mac on the floor.
Okay, that's blasphemy.
Still recording.
That's blasphemy.
Anyway, still recording.
We're trying to figure out the conspiracy theory of the week. Our producer hasn't been doing much of studying. He hasn't been.
He's on strike.
He's on strike. He doesn't get paid, so I don't know why he's on strike. I mean, that would be a good reason to be on strike. But
yeah, but he's not going to get paid.
He's just not that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not that type of show either.
What is it?
Elvis is dead.
Elvis is on crack.
He was on crack.
Elvis never did no crack.
No, seriously, the conspiracy theory. I can't even say. Conspiracy theory of the week. Mm-hmm. Elvis. I know it's a used topic. I mean, it's pretty boring. You're probably just going to, switch to another podcast.
If you haven't already.
But listen. We're not going to talk about where he is and whatnot.
Because we all know he's, on Mars. But that's, everybody knows that. Okay? Yeah. So we don't even need to go there.
No, I want to know...
What's in that sandwich he was eating?
And why was it up his butt when he died?
That's the question Andrew once answered. I couldn't care less. Aliens?
See, Roswell, I don't know enough about Roswell. All I know from about Roswell is what I saw on Independence Day. Yes, exactly, Independence Day.
ID4. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
That is all you need to know. Thank you very much, Sunshine.
All you need to know is actually that, yeah.
Basically. And that wraps up our conspiracy theory of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Bust it. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
We got nothing. Tube time.
Okay. Okay. We're now gonna play a clip, and we don't know what it is yet. Actually,
that's what the interesting part is. We have no idea.
See, that's
what it is. That's how we roll.
We switched it up this year.
That's how we roll.
I don't know if it's been a year. Okay.
That's how we keep
earlier,
it on the edge.
Yeah.
On the edge.
Our producer Edge. Sunshine, he's gonna show us what he's been doing, and he's gonna show us the Tube Time
clip
from YouTube. I don't know, is it YouTube this time?
Yeah,
it's always YouTube.
So we call it the YouTube Tube Time.
Tube Time,
obviously, right? Now this clip's called Titanic in 5 seconds. This should be very interesting.
Have not seen this. Beware.
We have not seen. We have no idea what this could be.
I mean, the title kind of reveals it, but
what? I have no idea what this is about. Nothing.
But no.
My mind is blank.
Before we watch it, I just want to say, and I find this kind of interesting. It says Titanic in 5 seconds, but it shows that the clip is 11 seconds.
Let's just put it this way. I smell a conspiracy. If not a faulty record of time. Engage sound.
Sound engaged.
Press clip.
Clip pressed.
Titanic in 5 seconds.
But this ship can't sink.
I mean, that's all I needed to watch.
That's basically that was better than the movie. That was better than the movie right there.
We're going to show everyone that once more.
We got a rerun because that went past just a little too fast. Okay, check it out. Just pay attention now. Here it comes. Any second.
But this ship can't sink.
And that's gold. That's comedy gold.
Oh,
right,
man.
There.
That's rich. That
what I found interesting though, Sean, was that the intro was actually longer than the movie itself.
Yes, I think that was a conscious creative choice to basically tell the audience to prepare them for the punchline that took 5 seconds.
But see, the interesting part here, since the title sequence was so long, I think that the actual montage, as they say in France, kind of jumped out at you.
Well, this clip had, you know what the French called a certain, I don't know what.
I've heard about that, John.
Yeah, a lot of clips have that. This had it, of course, and it was funny. It wasn't just funny. It was actually better than the movie. It saved me a lot of time. Had I known what I know now from this clip, I would not have seen this movie in the theaters because I will not get those 14 and a half hours back.
Technically, we did not see it in the movies. We're not going to lie to our audience here, Sean.
Well, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you did.
I did.
No, but I didn't. The point is, we actually watched this on VHS, and it was not one VHS cassette.
No, it was a two-parter.
Three-parter.
No, where you actually rented, yeah, two
actual cassettes.
Two, like, separate VHS cassettes. And you know how huge they were? I mean, you had to have a tow truck to rent one of those.
You could rob a 7-Eleven with one of those.
You could, throw it through some kind of hard wall and, break through with it because it was...
Now, anyway, big. But...
You know what I'm trying to say.
Now, the actor here, Sean, what's his name?
I have no idea what his name is.
He was in Jumanji.
He was the father in Jumanji.
And
another wonderful.
And if you see the parallels between these movies, I mean, with Jumanji, the boat, Titanic.
Yeah. That and The Perfect Storm. George Clooney butchering the role as Batman.
We can go on and on.
Yeah. We could.
But anyway, I want to rate this movie. I'm going to give it a 14.3.
I'm going to give it a 9.0.
Okay, add it up. It's 25.
26, where I come from.
Anyway, I think we're done with Tube Time. Tube Time!
Tube Time is shut. Click.
Reminisce, man. Let's do that
because it's been 5 months
or like a year,
almost feels like a year. And yeah, it's a good idea. Let's reminisce. What's one of your more fond memories from other episodes?
I think it had to be when we were talking about the Berlin Wall.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
that and walls funny. In general.
That was yeah.
Anyway, what'd you actually say about that wall?
Well, I remember saying vaguely. I was doing a lot of drugs at the time. I've cut down.
Cut back,
I'd say. And, cut up. I'm not going to go down this road, but my point is, I remember saying vaguely that I think that the wall, that they should have kept the Berlin Wall up. And I stand by that.
I think we all agree with that.
I read a research thing on the internet a few weeks ago, and they said they had found out that 1 in 5 Berliners,
I think it's called Berlin peoples.
It's true, the Berlin peoples. They 1 in 5 agrees with me. So obviously they've heard the show and are now,
now no.
I think fan of the wall.
No, but listen to this. I think we could go places. I mean, come on, we got people in Berlin. I mean, come on, people in Poland listening to us.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It's true.
Poland's a pretty weak country. I mean, you could always
bomb it.
No. I'm just saying.
Invade it.
They're always not a weak country. Come on. I'm not trying to be,
racist.
Nationalistic or something like that. I really don't know the term. Anyway, I'm just saying they're always on the lookout for a new dictator. I mean, they haven't had a dictator in a long time.
They haven't. And they're like begging for it. They're asking for it.
So I'm just saying, you put your foot in there now. I mean, with this Berlin Wall that was in Poland. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah. Berlin is probably one of the biggest cities in Poland anyways.
Well, I don't know if it's a city. It's more like a region in Poland.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's more like a state.
Well,
Poland being a part of Russia.
Well, Poland's,
Russia being
Poland is divided up in 50 states.
Yes. Just like some other country
I think it's Germany.
Yeah.
Like Germany.
Yeah, because
Germany has nothing to do with this.
We got 51 states now.
We got like 52 states.
Right. You're counting Puerto Rico.
No.
So then we're up to 53.
Well,
I would count Puerto Rico as a state because we get a lot of drugs from there and a lot of criminals. So I think they qualify.
They do have a lot of criminals. I'm not going to lie.
But anyway, what were you talking about here?
We're talking about Poland.
No, we're talking about Poland, man. Berlin and Poland. I'm just saying, they probably are on the lookout for a new dictator. You have your foot in there. You have a little influence going on. 1 in 5 people obviously agrees with you.
You're talking about me now.
Yeah, that I'm talking about you.
You know, dictate stuff. I'd be awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd rule with an iron fist.
I don't think you could afford an iron fist.
Not right now, but if I was dictator, I could.
Sweet. Totally agree with you, Sean. I do not remember why that was my favorite part of that show. I don't even remember which episode it was, and I think we're moving on.
Hi, this is Viggo Mortensen, and you're listening to
The Big Deal Show.
You are the underdog.
You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right!
Election time's up. What are your thoughts? Go.
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
That's a first.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say to all you people out there, I know you have your little fan base in Poland, and I know I have my little fan base in, as before mentioned, Puerto Rico, which technically can't vote. I don't think so.
I don't think Poland can vote either, because they don't have a dictator, or they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or do they have a dictator? I mean,
they were on the lookout last I heard. I don't know.
Yeah. They just had an election.
Poland just had an election. That's what our producer says.
No, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
It wasn't an election. It was basically a guy who said, "Oh, you guys voted for me. Great." And then he went in.
Well, I mean, you know, countries near the North Pole, like Poland.
Poland is the North Pole, dude. Where have you been? It's where Santa Claus is from. Lou.
Oh, North Poland. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, because you've obviously only been to South Poland.
Yeah, it's a good place. That's where they have the polar
penguins. Penguins. No, lots of penguins in South Poland.
Isn't that where they have the polar bears?
No, that's North Poland. Trust me. I know my indigenous land creatures. Move on,
anyway,
man.
I was going. Okay, well, since my fan base can't do anything of relevance.
Well, that was slightly
anyway,
racist.
I mean, they just can't vote.
Or do anything of relevance.
Alrighty then. Anyway.
I was aiming more towards the American
election. Oh, okay, okay.
Well, because that's the only election, basically, that counts in the world. I mean, come on. What other election do you know of, ever?
Well, we just established that we know of North Poland and South Poland.
That wasn't a real election.
True. That was just something Sunshine made up. Anyway, I was going to say something. I do tend to lean towards, I don't know if it's the left or the right side, but it's in between there. And
it's that one party with the guy, right?
I don't know if it's a guy.
The woman.
No, I don't know if it's a woman. It's something that resembles a woman. No, I'm not really sure.
I think it might be a evil demon in the shape of a lesbian woman. Now, I just think we need to wrap this up real neat and nice-like. Yeah, that
is good. And we're finally done with the first episode.
Yeah.
And it's gone pretty well.
Pretty well. By international standards. Which are pretty low. All right, we had a great time. I hope you had a reasonably okay time.
Bring on the music, click! Don't know why.
It's a classic timeless joke. Don't know why, but I'm wearing gold-plated diapers.
I'm just saying, it's just not a good joke. No. I did not laugh. I mean, okay, your Christopher Walken impression is mediocre. There's nothing good about it. It's okay, you know. You'd never fool anyone. Couldn't order, you know,
a pizza
with it. I mean, it's just not what the show's about.
You know, it's just it's not where we're heading.
Yeah, because that was gold. That was right on, spot on right there. Closed my eyes and I'm like sitting next to Christopher Walker. Right.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Oh, sarcasm.
Yeah. Sarcasm. A dish best served lukewarm. Think about it. Take a second.